My Prada's at the cleaners! Along with my hoodie and my f*** you flip-flops, you pretentious douchebag!
Congratulations, San Francisco! You've ruined pizza! First the Hawaiians, and now you!
Welcome back to Co-Working It. Co-Working It presents Pretentious Douchebag Movie Talk.
Like, comment, subscribe. Thank you.
Always there for me. Thank you. So JP went and saw Inside Out 2 this weekend with the family, with my wife, with my 5-year-old daughter. As she calls it, Joy. She calls it Joy 1 and Joy 2. It's not a bad title. I'm good with that. So this is the sequel to 2015's Inside Out. And at this point now we're following Riley's mind as she hits puberty, which that calls for a sequel. You know, Pixar, they're pretty choosy with their sequels, and I actually think they've gotten a little loose with that lately. This one was well worth it. New emotions start showing up, obviously, with puberty, including envy, embarrassment, and the showstopper anxiety.
Oh, yeah,
a 13-year-old with anxiety.
That's crazy.
Imagine the possibilities. So in the movie, anxiety starts taking control from the original emotions, and kind of there becomes a back and forth with that, and it kind of is basically the main part of the movie. And it's so well done. I was laughing out loud the entire time, entertained. It felt like top tier Pixar again with the writing and the comedy for kids and the comedy for adults. It's kind of what they're known for, and they nailed it, knocked it out of the park. I was holding back tears for about the last 10 minutes. I think it's because I have a daughter. Now, if that girl's name was my daughter's name in the movie, yeah, I would have been a mess for probably the entire thing. But again, my daughter's only 5, so we're talking about a 13-year-old in the movie. But it's just like, oh, that's what I'm heading to. I see it. And you've been through it.
Teenage years suck. Especially in this new generation.
But again, yeah, and that's from your perspective. So it's funny to see, again, this is a movie and it's all written, but from the perspective of the 13-year-old and what she's going through at that time, it gives you a little more sympathy for what they're doing. But man, I'm cool with my daughter being 5 years old right now. I'm cool. I'm good with it. A little longer.
That's funny. But she must have been a little stressed out little girl in that movie. Anxiety taking over all the emotions. Like, she had to stress the hell out.
Yeah, because it's mainly takes place, I don't know if you remember in the original, she's a big hockey player and she gets better and better. And now she's at this hockey camp she's going to be a freshman, but she's with like juniors and seniors. So it's kind of the pressure of making varsity as a freshman. And that's kind of the first step at camp. So it's just a lot of pressure right there. But then you got the family stuff. You got friends that are apparently going to a different high school. It's really well done.
It's like you said, little girls. It's like, it's the same thing for it's boys too, kind of. They go through the same kind of thing, and that's why even though the main character is a girl, like boys can relate to that movie too, especially like. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen that one, but the other one that, you know what I'm saying.
But with sports, right? Boys can watch, even though it's girls playing hockey, they can imagine themselves playing football or basketball, and the anxiety and stress of that. Yeah, agreed. But again, it was perfect. Again, my daughter has no idea what that movie was about. No idea. But she was thoroughly entertained throughout the whole thing. And that was our first real movie, taking her to a theater. We went and saw the Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, I was about to say, didn't y'all see Taylor's?
Yeah, that was a little different. I mean, she knew the songs. She could, you know, keep up with that. This was just, she just thought the characters were funny because they were loud or, you know, making goofy faces or everything. And it's just a kind of a perfect kid adult Pixar movie. Now, the only negative, though, and you're going to appreciate this, obviously we got more emotions now, so it's less screen time for the original emotions, and it takes away from our favorite character, anger.
Yeah, anxiety probably took over anger. Like anxiety, like a couple of the emotions is like geared with anger. Why would they should have been tag team?
But they do give anger and joy the majority of their screen time, mainly because whoever did fear and disgust, they didn't bring them back, their voices. But it's crazy. Couldn't even tell. You know, I think they kind of did that on purpose. But Lewis Black still killed it. Still made me laugh out loud. Anybody, harder than anybody else in the theater. Like, that dude is perfect. It's so good. I will say, inarguably, Pixar's second best sequel. So we're talking.
Whoa, you always go crazy. I haven't seen this one yet, but you have. You always go crazy with that. So Toy Story 2 is one, period.
Correct.
Okay.
So we got Incredibles 2. Monsters University. I would even say, arguably, it's up there with Toy Story 2.
I haven't seen it, so I can't even, I can't really argue with you. I'm just trying to see.
I think Toy Story 2 did a better job of pushing the world of Toy Story a little more grander, a little more bigger. There's only so much you can do with Inside Out 2, just having her get older.
I'm just trying to find one that I would die on the hill for. And I'm not finding one that I would die on the hill for.
Finding Dory? Nah.
Fuck out of here. That's trash. That's what I hated. I like Cars 2. And I like Incredibles 2.
Nope, nope.
Monsters University was mid. Yeah, you might be right. And I haven't seen this. If you saying it, I got to check that out. But you said Pixar been missing. Pixar still, bro, Pixar haven't missed. They've been missing.
The last 10 years, they've got some misses.
Like Turning Red is fire. I like that. I enjoyed it.
Mid.
Well, you didn't like it because it was an Asian kid. Luca was good. Coco was good.
So hold up. You're skipping some stuff. Because
hey, I said some shit. Luca, Coco.
No, but okay. So I what I wrote down was this is the best one since Coco. And that was 7 years ago.
When Luca came out.
Luca was good. But I'm just saying this is better. And I actually enjoyed Onward. Onward is underrated, but this is just better. I'm just saying.
No, it could be better, but you can't say what they've been dropping wasn't it. Because those things are good. Yeah. Except for the only thing I don't like is Lightyear. Like, that's the only thing they dropped that I haven't liked.
That was bad.
Word.
A Turning Red? I don't know. Just kind of that came and went also.
Turning Red is fire, bro. I enjoyed that. I seen it, the kids watching it, and I sat down and didn't get up. So that's how I know it's good. Like, you know, like when you sit down and while the kids watching something, I don't know if you got there yet, and you just come in, they watching something already, and you want to watch a movie with them, and then it's on.
Now you're going to call me. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Because I didn't like Soul that much. It was okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call you what? Hey, it's Juneteenth, and you going to do this? Nah. You crazy. He said he ain't like Soul. That's a sad one.
Yeah.
I could give Element. You the end with it. I could give you that. I take that. But it's nah. You being an R word.
I'm just saying Pixar established itself as not having good movies, just great movies for the longest time. And now it's just kind of good, mid, great, good, great.
I just think you hate him, like you always do. You just a spoiler fan on everything. Like you think you're so spoiled on everything that you take great stuff and make it trash. And you hate when I call anything trash.
You call everything trash.
Not really. Not Pixar. Pixar is one of them things. That's why Pixar and Marvel together is crazy for Disney. Come on, bro.
But Pixar, they like a 5-year stretch there, did up. Inside Out, Wally, but like they just
see you judging them against their self and not against the competition.
Yes.
The competition is not messing with Pixar. Nobody got better movies. No cartoons are better than Pixar cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Wait till Moana 2 comes out.
You can miss me with that. I don't even like Moana 1. You're crazy.
So my only plea to wrap this up is please don't make a third. Don't make a third, because the movie ends. She's 13 years old. Anything else is just getting, now she's going to be like 17 or going to college. Nah, like end it here.
No, if you're going to say that, right, and it's going to be great like that, like how Toy Story was and how Toy Story is, you could turn on mostly all Toy Stories and watch it and be happy. This should be that then. Like, no. He got older.
Right, so they already did that. That's my plea.
They did it for boys, and now it's time for girls. And the next one they could do is when she's like 17 years old, like gaining emotions.
No, because then
it's too crazy.
Yeah, don't test it.